Hello.
Hi, is this Anilina?
Yes.
Hi. Ooh, okay. I'm gonna try to give you a call for an interpreter, okay? All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anilina?
Yeah. Can you repeat? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good. All right, so would you mind staying on the call to help interpret for Anilina?
Yes, please.
Amazing. And what are you to her? Are you her friend? Are you a relative?
I'm just translating for the owner of the phone.
Fantastic. Okay, so we see that she applied to become a caregiver. Can you ask her if she's still interested in the position?
Yes, because she was a nurse in DR.
Got it. Okay, so this is slightly different. It's a caregiving position.
I know, but she done it before, but not
perfect.
Here in USA.
Got it. Okay, no problem. So there's a few things that we'll need her to complete before we could hire her.
Okay.
And then as soon as we find her a case, she'll be all active to start.
Okay, no problem. So what she needs to complete?
Okay, so I'm going to send her a text message to this number with three links.
Okay.
A link to an application, a link to
okay.
a competency test. No need to do well on this test as long as you fill it out. As long as you fill it out, it'll be marked as a pass.
Okay. Mira, te van la buena de viejito que te van a mandar tres links y tienes que llenarlo antes de comenzar. Oh, yes. I made her aware of it.
Amazing. And then lastly, there's an I-9 form.
Okay. So, question. You guys are currently hiding?
Yes.
Oh, where can I apply? When I can apply to?
Say it again?
Where can I apply to? So should I call this number to apply?
I'm saying you also want to apply?
Yes.
Let me find out. You can... Here, actually, you could call Sarah. I'm going to give you Sarah's number.
Okay, no problem. Hold on.
Okay, all right, I have Sarah's number whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
267
267
551
7418 Sarah, right?
Say it again.
Sarah?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Okay, that's the number to apply.
Correct.
So, and her, you're gonna send her three links, she's gonna fill it out, and after that, she'll have to call you.
Amazing. There's a few more things. We're also going to need two forms of ID from her. Does she have a social and a...
Yeah.
All right. How about a state ID?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So she would need to send those over. Did she live in Pennsylvania for 2 years? We also would need to
yes.
see proof. Amazing. So we need to see proof of residency. If the ID is dated from 2023 or before, that would be good. If it wasn't, she could send over an old ID to prove proof of residency.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
Amazing. And lastly, we're going to need her to take a TB test. Do you know if she had one recently?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so we could schedule her to one of our urgent cares.
Hold on. Can you repeat that? Hello?
Yes.
Can you repeat that question?
Okay, so we need her to get a TB test. We have a few urgent care locations that we're affiliated with that we can send her to.
Okay. You want me to take them now?
No. So I could put them into Google Maps and see which is closest. She's located in Allentown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see which is closest. Give me a moment. All right, there's one in Cheltenham. Do you think that's nearby? Let me see. Ooh, Cheltenham is a little bit far. Sorry, bear with me.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
No worries.
No, un bollito.
No, que me abra.
Pero está igualado.
Gracias.
¿Cuándo tú me traes algo a mí? Pues yo me pregunto eso.
No, gracias.
Es
que te voy a abrir.
¿Cómo
te
pesa?
Okay, so it looks like none of the urgent cares that were near, that were affiliated with, are near you. They're only like an hour away. So, what she would have to do is go to her own urgent care doctor.
So, but what is the closest?
So, they're all over an hour.
She can get it by herself?
Yeah,
like, go to
it by yourself.
Okay, I will let her know.
Okay, amazing. And what was your name?
Joania.
Joania, thank you so much for your help today.
No problem, bye.
Okay, bye.